Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Taco Tuesday.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
A Monday night win for the Houston Texans. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. You heard me right. You heard me right. It might have been the Giants versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers yesterday, but what we saw and what was solidified was the fact that on the national stage, which is what they care about the most in the Big Apple, the New York Giants, who right now possess the number 6 and number 7 pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the New York Giants need a quarterback more than anyone. And we know the Texans have one of the best in the game that will be traded this offseason. John McClain joining us at 1040. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you.
By the way, I want to say something.
I'm not going to sit here and say that the Giants are 100% going to be in on Deshaun Watson, but they are at least doing as much background work as possible, and they at least need to be entertaining the possibility of bringing in Deshaun Watson, because I'm not Dan Orlovsky. I'm not Clint Sterner. I'm not one of these tape guys. I'm not one of these gurus. Daniel Jones ain't it, sir.
No, he is. He is not it. Enough. You've seen enough of him. If you're a New York Giants fan, and judging from some of the stuff that they're saying up in New York, they've seen more than enough of him. I felt the exact same way, Landry. I'm watching this, and you know, obviously everything is pretty much on pause with Deshaun Watson. Okay, so all these teams that are, you know, in desperate need of a quarterback, it still comes down to a no trade clause, but I don't think that's going to be as big of a factor as it was before. And oh, by the way, he was rumored to be going to New York already, although it was the Jets in the last offseason. So New York seems to be something that he would be a little warm to. It's just nice to have another team that you think is going to at least try to be in the mix.
Let me just lay this out for you. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Because as soon as you start talking to Deshaun Watson trade rumors, you get that, well, he's got a no-trade clause.
Yeah.
He's got a no-trade clause. He's got a no-trade clause. Well, his manager, Brian Burney, tried to leak in this past offseason that there was interest from Deshaun Watson's camp to go to New York. We know Deshaun does it for the gram. Miami, gram-friendly. New York, about as gram-friendly as it gets. He's got that Hollywood attitude that he had since he signed the contract. This was Craig Carton and Evan Roberts at WFAN. This was them making it clear that the Watson manager was interested in Deshaun going to the Big Apple.
I know that Deshaun Watson was in New York. My main man, Deshaun Watson's in town. I reached out or connected my tweet to the marketing agent. And I said,
Turtle,
go get Deshaun Watson. He's in New York right now. The agent liked the tweet.
So that means Deshaun Watson's coming to the Jets.
That confirms it.
That means I'm about to unearth. And
get me Deshaun.
We will do our part to try to get Deshaun Watson here.
There you go. So there were the leaks. There's all this type of stuff. We know it might be a place where Deshaun would be interested in going. Now, A team maybe has to be a little bit desperate and a team has to be a little bit frustrated. Let's hear from Joe Judge yesterday after he took an assing at the hands of TB12 and company. And you tell me if up in the Big Apple, where we've already seen that Deshaun's camp has shown interest, and that matters because there's no trade clause. You tell me if this coach sounds pissed off and like someone that might be desperate in the offseason.
It's our job to go out there, all right, and give them something to cheer about. So let's just be clear about that right now. Fans buy tickets. Whatever they want to say in the stands, they've bought that right to do that. Fans support us. Fans watch us at home. They root for us. They pull for us. We appreciate that. It's our job to give them something to be proud of. It's not their job to, you know, have blind faith in us. We've got to go out there and we have to work and put ourselves in a position that the fan base has something to cheer for. When I tell them we're going to give you something to be proud of, I'm not asking you to be patient. That's not your job. I'm telling you we're going to put something on the field you can be proud of. Okay, that's on my name. Okay, you understand that? That's on my name. All right, I'm the leader of this team. I'm in charge of this team. That's on me. I don't point fingers. I don't make excuses. I'm not asking them to, you know, be patient through it. I'm just telling you point blank. Like I just told the players. I told the players, you just show up on Wednesday, ready to go.
All right, you're a hard out.
There you go.
Joe Judge right there. So that sounds like a desperate coach, desperate GM. Now, you ask about draft equity. Who has more draft equity than the Giants heading into next draft? I'm glad you asked, John.
I did.
Nobody. They got the 6th and 7th overall pick in the upcoming draft because they made a trade last year to trade back. So the Giants have 2 of the top 10 picks in the upcoming NFL draft. They have a destination that Deshaun Watson would be interested in. They have a coach who's going to be desperate, a GM who's going to be on the hot seat. They have a quarterback who sucks, so they will be looking for a new quarterback. We already know that in the upcoming draft, there doesn't appear to be a franchise quarterback. They can't afford to roll the dice. They're going to need the sure thing to prolong their jobs. And, oh, by the way, Joe Judge, where's he from? New England. So he has a relationship with Nick Caserio. It was Giants versus Tampa Bay last night, but it was a win for the Houston Texans, and it was a win for Nick Caserio. I think the Giants should be doing everything in their power to kick the tires on the possibility of Deshaun Watson being the next face of their franchise.
And keep in mind, it wasn't long before the trade deadline and this thing kind of was put on pause that there were a couple of reports that and obviously these are planted reports by someone. We don't know exactly who. There were a couple of reports that that Deshaun Watson was open to other teams besides Miami. Take it for what it is, for what you want. One of those cities was New York. So it's already been reported he's got some interest. Potentially, you just laid out perfectly what the Giants' interest might be. And, oh, by the way, the Texans right now would have the 4th pick in the draft. So they could conceivably have the number 4, 6, and 7 picks.
And I think the other thing that you look at, you get all those draft picks. Don't sleep on someone like a Matt Corral or something like that. And then you trade for more picks next year when there is that quarterback to where you can have as much draft equity as possible. I'm telling you, keep an eye on the New York Giants. New York Giants are going to need a quarterback. There's not a quarterback in this upcoming draft that I would put my life on, my football life, if I was Joe Judge and Gettleman. Deshaun Watson interested in New York. They're going to be doing as much research as possible.
They also have insulation in New York for Deshaun Watson. We all know the outside factors that are here, and maybe it'll even be hard to get that trade done before the draft. Who knows? I mean, the league year starts in March. The draft is in April. That might be a little close in terms of getting things settled. But that said, if you can get it done, you're in New York, man. People get lost in New York, and you have that insulation. You know, you have a big eye on you. You have a big focus on you, but it's a big city that people are going to, you know, forgive. You can kind of, you know, just go about your business and kind of get lost in New York a little bit.
People get what in New York?
Lost in New York.
Shout out to one of the most unrealistic movies of all time, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
You know, there's another thing that happened yesterday.
Shout out to the Talk Boy.
There's another thing that happened yesterday that I think, and maybe I'm the only one who thought this, but I wanted to bounce it off of you. You saw Taysom Hill's contract yesterday, right?
Yes.
One of the most unique contracts.
Which was creative.
Very creative.
It looks bad, but it was very creative.
It was done for a reason. It had to be done for a reason. For those who don't know, Taysom Hill signed a 4-year contract extension that they're calling a hybrid. It'll guarantee him, and well, it'll pay him $40 million. The guarantee is, I think, already set. It'll pay 22.5. I'm looking at it now. Is the guarantee? It'll pay him $40 million if he plays his current position. $95 million if he plays most of his snaps at quarterback.
Yeah,
that got me thinking a little bit. That got me thinking a lot, to be honest.
They did do it because if they would have gotten rid of him last year, they would have had a $9 million hit based on the void. So but they're kind of shuffling a little bit.
Is this Deshaun insurance?
I think that the Saints are in such a bad cap situation, especially with all the stuff they're doing, that they're doing as much shuffling as possible. I mean, they've made trades that you didn't see it coming. I don't think that it's Deshaun interest as of right now. They might be one of the teams that emerges. I could see that being possible.
I'm calling it insurance. Like,
I think they're in a weird spot.
If we can line up everything. And New Orleans, let's be honest, has been mentioned here and there. Not as much, but has been mentioned here and there as a potential Deshaun suitor. I'm calling it insurance because, like, okay, we think Taysom Hill might be able to play quarterback. Let's make the contract for 95 if he plays quarterback. However, if somehow, some way, things break our way, there's a settlement in Houston, things, you know, they move on, we don't have to pay that money to Taysom Hill. We can use some of that money for Deshaun Watson.
It'll be interesting. I mean,
it was just something. It was just a thought. I'm throwing it out there, Landry.
I got another thought because I think the Giants are going to be in the mix. Denver, for whatever reason, Denver has just this week decided they're just going to start signing their receivers.
They got four good receivers locked up.
They had Patrick locked up last week, and then they signed Cortland Sutton. Kareem Jackson, former Texan, as we're talking about these Watson destinations potentially shaping up before what I think is going to be one of the most exciting off seasons in the history of this city and in the history of football. In this city, I think it's going to be right up there with Vince Young, Reggie Bush. That's how exciting this offseason is going to be. This was Kareem Jackson talking about his conversations with Deshaun Watson as Denver locks up their weapons.
Man, honestly, man, I could talk to Deshaun as much as I want. I mean, it doesn't matter what I do. I had a couple of conversations with him, just with him, you know, saying that, you know, Denver is a place that he's interested in landing. So, everybody know the type of talent he possesses, you know, what type of guy he is. So it'll be nice, you know, nice to have him, you know, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
See what happens.
There's a lot of teams to keep an eye on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. By the way, over the weekend, I was thinking about something that you said to me,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why this was like, something that stuck with me so much. And this has nothing to do with Deshaun Watson. John McClain joining us at 10:35. You went on a rant last week about it is what it is. And I was trying to think in my mind, and I was like, okay, there has to be a place for it is what it is.
There's not.
There is.
There's not.
Restate what you said about it is what it is, because I think there is, and I think I can talk you into this, because it literally took me 2 days to finally figure it out.
I was in your head?
I do feel like there is a place for it, but this is what I was doing as I was watching that Texans game. I swear, I think I can sell you on there is one place for it is what it is.
It would have to be a hell of a sale.
I think I can sell you.
It's the biggest cop-out in responses, in answers, in reactions, whatever. You know, somebody can say, hey, you still, you know, I understand, you know, you killed your mother-in-law. Well, it is what it is. What does that even mean? That's not an answer. You know, okay, so you're cheating on your wife, huh? Well, you know, it is what it is. What does that even mean?
I agree with what you said, but I think I think it is what it is makes sense when the person who says it is the one that is enduring the most significant amount of consequence of what it is.
Yeah, it's a cop out.
But if you're the one that got screwed over,
mm-hmm.
then I think it is what it is okay. But if you're the one that did wrong and you say it, then I think it's a cop out.
No, that's still a cop out. That's still a cop out. Because let's use the dude cheating on his wife, all right? And you ask and you say, "Man, I heard you were cheating on your wife." Well, it is what it is. Now let's ask the wife the same question.
Yeah.
Hey, your husband cheated on you. You know she wants to just totally just tell you everything, but she's biting her lips. She goes, it is what it is.
Yeah, but if she wants to do that, I think that's okay.
That's not okay.
I think it's bad when someone like screws up something and then they go, it is what it is.
It is what it is. That is the epic. When I hear that, my skin crawls.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, buddy.
I remember one time.
It is what it is.
Roger Clemens, who I like and I got along with great. But remember the 04 season when the Astros were like 15-30 and they had the Tombstone headline and all that stuff?
That's an epic headline.
Yeah, and all that stuff. I remember going into the Astros clubhouse, and I didn't ask the question, I don't think, but somebody asked him about they lost their 30th. It was that night or whatever. So they went 15-30, and it was before the Tombstone headline. The Tombstone headline came out the next day. And so somebody asked him a question about it, and he goes, well, it is what it is. And I remember like raising an eyebrow and like turning my head like, really? And he looked at me like he wanted to kill me. He was fine. Roger and I got along great, but he was just like, hey, man, what do you expect me to say? I'm like, dude, really?
The other thing I noticed, like when someone starts something off with you do realize, is it never not the most captain obvious thing in the world?
Yeah. You do realize.
Yeah.
You do realize.
Okay, now we've officially gone down a rabbit hole here.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Coming up, Cooler Tool. Could Cal McNair becoming cool be as simple as signing a few hundos? Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Should Cal McNair be signing $100 bills and passing them out? 713-572-4610. Time to play a little game. Cool or Tool here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Plus, you know who is trying to send cryptic subliminal messages via social media. John Lopez caught this. I'm kind of sick of it, but he's a people person. So
he is a people person.
That's what he's been doing. That'll be in 5 minutes.
I'm a people person.
Yes, you are. Jim Irsay. As the Colts were beating down the Buffalo Bills, Jim Irsay, a video emerged of Jim Irsay with one of his assistants. He's chilling in his suite section. He's got a few Bills fans in front of him. And he's apparently signed a wad of $100 bills and was passing them out to members of Bills Mafia. Just people sit in front. He probably passed out about 15 $100 bills. That's and he so didn't even awesome. Do it himself. He had someone else do
That's
it.
That's when you know you got it.
He had his handler handing out $100 bills. This is what it sounded like on social media. Now just imagine this. Jim Irsay in kind of a suite area wearing his suit. There's some Bills fans talking to him. It's organized. It's not like a standing room thing. And his handler is
like,
just right, up there.
It's like the club seats in front of the suite.
Yeah. And his handler or whatever, his buddy, is there passing out signed $100 bills as Jim Irsay chats it up with Bills fans.
You beat us in the playoffs and we're happy for you. God bless, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's signed, so you'll probably still spend it. That's okay. Oh, God bless, man.
All right. $100 bills, which leads me to this question. Cool or Tool?
absolutely cool. Oh, come on. That is more endearing than just about anything that he's done. Because first of all, what a good way to kind of diffuse a situation or make everybody comfortable. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, they're like, oh, there's Ursay. You know, that's the guy that blah, 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 blah. And maybe they're even saying a couple of things or booing or whatever. He's like, immediately just turns everything around.
I think that it's cool, too.
Yeah.
I think it's just swag. Cool. I don't think everyone could pull it off.
Yeah.
But I think for Jim Irsay's personality, I think it's a very cool move. Sign the $100 bills. First of all, it shows I don't need $100 bills. Second of all,
yeah, I'm a badass.
It puts you in position to where you either keep the autograph or you go spend the $100 bills. I think this is absolutely cool. I think this is absolutely cool.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad you're on my side, because I was listening and I was talking to Seth Payne last night, because I've become an Irsay fan.
Yeah.
I think he's a free-spirited guy. I think he lets his guys do his thing. I think he hires, most importantly, the right guys to do the right things. And I'm a Jim Irsay fan, but for some reason, Seth Payne this morning with Sean, Seth Payne thinks that Jim Irsay's a tool. And he said, he took it far enough to say that if he got a signed $100 bill from Jim Irsay, he would throw it back at him.
No, oh, come on. Come on. No way.
Sports Radio 610, run in.
Look, Jim Irsay giving away signed $100 bills is just the latest indicator we have that Jim Irsay is the most spoiled, out of touch, just clueless billionaire owner we have in the entire league. Think about this. He's sitting in his suite there. He's got a group of people in front of him. And what does he do to either reward somebody in life, say thank you, maybe try to bribe their way into having a friendship? He gives them cash. He gives them money. Like he's got a couple of, like he's got a group of, like an orphanage sitting in front of him. People don't need your damn charity, Jim Irsay. He was giving that money to damn grown adults. And I'll tell you another thing. Those people that accepted the money should be ashamed of themselves. You should have balled it up and thrown it back in his fat, stupid face. Jim Irsay is the worst of what America has to offer right now. He is the face of privilege, wealth not earned, all of those things, and he doesn't even have a clue that he should be embarrassed about it. You should be ashamed of yourself.
All right. Disagree.
Seth Payne is one of those guys, you know, like when he says an opinion, I generally just take it so much more serious than other people's opinion. I just respect him so much.
Shots fired at everybody.
Really, at everybody else. Everybody else, I'm shooting shots. That's not true. I like a lot of guys fall in that category for me. But this one is just way off. Like just way off.
Oh, it's a $100 bill or it's an autograph.
He's not entitled. He's connecting. Entitled would be like they're booing and he's, you know, whatever, you know, thumbing his nose at him or whatever and get out of here. I'm Jim Irsay. No, he's like, here, man, hey, let's be friends. Here's a $100 bill autographed. By the way, be honest. Figgy, you too.
I'm spending it.
No way. You don't spend that. Figgy.
Well, I'm sorry that $100 ain't crap to you.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Figgy.
Sorry. Are you spending it or are you keeping it?
I'm keeping it.
John McClane in there just screaming at people.
I'm keeping it too.
Yeah. I'm spending that.
I'm going to frame it.
That's Jim Irsay. What a great story.
$100.
That's more than a $100 story.
No.
It's worth more than $100
as a story. I'll take a picture with the $100 bill. Get the hell out of here. You want to spend me a hundo. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The civilian is in the building. We canceled the general. John said it was offensive to the general, so the civilian is in the building. We got a new nickname.
You're already getting under his skin.
He's already rolling his eyes
at
me.
Why do you do this?
He's already rolling his eyes.
As usual, you screw up your facts. I've not looked at you, so how would you know I'm rolling my eyes?
I can see you. We got that chemistry right there. John McClane, big deal in Nashville, by the way. You looked sharp during your Outkick visit. We'll get to John in a sec. You noticed something on social media this morning, though, that I think deserves a little bit of attention, J-Lo.
I did, and it... Because I'm so inherently bothered by the things that Jack Easterby does and, more importantly, doesn't do. You know, he doesn't show himself. There's a report, and I'm going to ask John this when we get him on, that he actually showed up at the event yesterday that they had at the VA hospital. I don't know if he spoke. I doubt it. I'll ask John about that later. But it got me to thinking about you know, Easterbee's Twitter account because we haven't seen anything,
yeah,
you know, from him. And so he hasn't tweeted anything original other than a tribute to veterans on Veterans Day, which was last week, I guess, or whatever it was.
Respect the troops. Shout
but he tweeted this yesterday. It's an article. It's an article about an incredible turnaround in just 2 years. And it was posted by Sports Spectrum.
Okay.
Have you a subscription to Sports Spectrum?
I've heard Easterby on there. I've heard Dylan Thompson on there. And I've heard some other guys on
there. It's a small, relatively small outlet whose basically subtitle is Where Sports and Faith Connect. All right? So he tweeted this story about Monty Williams, who inherited a 19-win team in Phoenix and took it to the NBA Finals 2 years later. And he said, you know, obviously said, don't miss out on this story of relentlessly pursuing the Lord in the winter issue of Sports Spectrum magazine. And in that article, it talks a lot about Monty Williams and how everything he did was driven by faith. And, you know, I'm so grateful. I've often said about life, God has knocked the ball out of the park, and I just get to run the bases.
I love Monty Williams, by the way.
Yeah, but he's incredibly, incredibly, incredibly faithful. And so that was the tweet.
We've heard Caserio mention the Suns twice now.
Yeah, he has.
Twice.
He has.
Last two times he's spoken, I believe.
So is he saying?
Yes.
We'll be there in 2 years?
They're trying to compare this to other, you know, Astros, Suns, like turnarounds. Yes, the Suns are clearly a model that they look at.
Yeah, but the Suns had players,
right? They did.
The Texans are still looking for players.
Yeah, that's breaking news right here. You can't get that anywhere else. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, the civilian. John McClain is in the building. Let's talk to him about the Texans' win in his city. And let's ask him if Cal McNair should be pulling an Ursay and signing $100 bills and handing them out on Sunday. Speaking of which, we're going to give you a chance to be there on a Texans ticket Tuesday. Keep it locked. A stacked edition of In the Loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610. Sports Radio 610. Houston Texans breaking news.
All right. According to Aaron Wilson, the Houston Texans are cutting running back Philip Lindsay, according to a league source, which he's been awful, but he might be the second best running back. I mean, there might be a running back who's worse than him on this team that is still going.
He had one carry Sunday. He went where he wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, he went where he wasn't supposed to go.
Is that a Shefty bomb?
And, they pulled him and didn't get back to him.
John McClain with us. Philip Lindsay's been cut by the Texans. I'm sure he's on the scene right now doing what he do. Phone is going nuts right now. You got that Tennessee glow, sir. Yeah, there's something about the Monday, the Tuesday after you get back from Tennessee. You got that extra glow.
Yeah, he does.
You're so full of it. You know what?
I'm there. Look at that, man.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I've been working, same thing I do every day.
There you go.
Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Are you getting...
he's getting news left and right over there, man.
Are you getting pumped up about Thanksgiving?
I'm always pumped up about Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what, I miss my parents and my grandparents more on Thanksgiving than any other day of the year because of all the great times we had when I was young. And I remember one of the reasons I fell in love with football was on Thanksgiving. My mom and grandmothers would cook, and my dad and my grandfathers and I would sit in front of the old black and white TV and watch the Lions host the Bears or the Packers in Tiger Stadium, where it was muddy and bloody. Got down in the mud and the blood and the beer.
So you had both grandparents, like both sets of grandparents at the Thanksgiving at the same time?
We did.
That's sick.
They all lived in Waco.
That's legit. Did one group of grandparents... I'm not trying to disrespect them. Did one cook better than the other, or was it a good team effort?
It was a good team effort, and they brought all kinds. We had aunts and uncles come over. As long as it didn't interfere with football, it didn't bother me.
Philip Lindsay released, if you're just tuning in. Royce Freeman added recently. Maybe he's the one that gets the carries. Maybe we get to see some Scotty Phillips. But Philip Lindsay gone, released. Aaron Wilson had it first right here on Sports Radio 610. We got John McClain with us. Do you think Cal McNair... should sign some $100 bills and pass them out like Jim Irsay did in Buffalo? You think that would be a good strategy Sunday?
I don't think that's Cal's style, passing out money like that. It's a violation of the salary cap. You got to do something.
What?
Irsay did that with his players?
To fans.
Oh, fans. No, I don't know. I haven't seen Irsay's story. So, no, I have no clue.
Oh, I was going to say, dang, that's a salary cap? Do you think it's cool to sign $100 bills?
No, I don't. Never thought about it and don't give a rat's, you know what.
Well, come on, John. Play with me a little bit.
No, I don't think anything about it. Cool? No.
Why not?
I don't know. Unless you're one of the fans getting the money.
You think Jeff Driscoll might get a shot to replace Philip Lindsay since they just basically let him do whatever?
No, they just moved him to tight end. He'll never see the field. Barring a lot of injuries.
You don't think that they're going to give him a chance against Tennessee?
No, why would they give him a chance?
Because he's an athlete. Did you not hear the tight end coach say he's like Lamar Jackson-type athlete?
Well, great. If he's a Lamar Jackson-type athlete, he should be playing quarterback.
So you don't think Jeff Driscoll's going to be out there in a three-point stance this year?
No.
So you don't think they might move him to H-back and give him some carries?
They got plenty of players can do that. That's Brevin Jordan's role, H-back.
No, but do you think they can put him at fullback and give him a few carries?
No.
Why not?
Why would they?
Because he's Jeff Driscoll. He's a freak athlete. Have you seen Taysom Hill?
So what? All that means is he can't play quarterback.
Why did they do this?
I have no clue.
It's just...
because he's a great athlete. Preseason, his best play was a run.
This is true. I remember it.
He didn't. I think it was... I can't remember how far it was. He didn't throw the ball worth a darn, but man, he had a good run. Maybe they should put him at running back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Should we do – they should
He can't do any worse. Not many teams can say their leading rusher in a game averaged 2.2 yards a carry.
What did you think of what – I want you to hear this. This was yesterday on the coach's show, David Culley. Texans pass for 107 yards. They average less than 2 yards per carry with the running backs. This was David Culley talking about the inability to run yet set up the play action – in Nashville on Sunday.
Coming out of this football game, we had 31 rushing attempts, not counting the 6 that Tyrod had when he had the ball in his hand. Basically, what that does is it makes the defense play everything that's getting ready to happen. They're not just playing, regardless of whether you're getting 2 yards, 3 yards, or whatever it is on that play. But the positive thing about doing that is it allows us to do the other things that we need to do in our play action game, regardless of how much you're getting out of it. You know, I thought Tim and the offensive staff did a good job of doing the things that we felt like we needed to do. And then when we were able to throw the ball, Tyrod did a nice job. Our receivers and tight ends and backs did a nice job of being able to make the plays that needed to be played simply because of what we had attempted to do in the run game. And basically, to make it better, we just got to block better. We got to execute better. And then things will happen. But we're going to stay with it, and we're going to stick with it.
Did you think the run set up the play action on Sunday?
The play action, no player ignores a play where they might be handing the ball off. Nobody just takes off and goes somewhere else and ignores it. So, yeah, even if you're awful, they're worst in the league now. They drop from 31st to 32. Teams will still hesitate for a second. But the fact is they didn't throw it worth a darn. The only thing they did on offense was Tyrod Taylor made two great plays running for touchdowns.
Here's where I had an issue with what David Culley just said. While you're right, I mean, it's human nature. If there's a play action, even for a millisecond, you pause. But that doesn't take into account a good running team. The play action works when you have 6-7 guys in the box. You're not running any 6 and 7 guys in the box against the Texans. So it's kind of counterintuitive that, you know, we're running the play action because we're keeping them. No, man. If you're keeping them honest, they're putting more guys to try to defend the run, and teams aren't doing that.
Other than running game being terrible, I got nothing bad to say about the Texans after winning in Nashville. This week, it's going to be all positive. I don't have to look up in the thesaurus, click the thesaurus looking for more negative adjectives. For them to win that game where they were 10-point underdogs was tremendous.
You're just tuning in. Philip Lindsay released running back for the Houston Texans. He gone after only 10 games.
Is that what it was?
He is gone. Philip Lindsay. John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions. He's got that Nashville glow, the newly touted civilian. No more general here. We have canceled the general nickname to
respect
generals.
You got to call him the
general. Can't. You wanted it canceled last week.
I said I've never referred to it
and
as
you
a general.
You said it was disrespectful to generals.
I've been saying that since the 80s.
And so I did some self-evaluation.
You just arrived here.
And you know what else
I've
did?
I've been saying since I got that nickname in the 80s, I think it's disrespectful
and you know
for generals, and I have never used it.
I canceled Dr. J, too, because I think there are doctors that are risking their lives right now. So it's Julius Irving from now on. So we are canceling everything.
Julius.
In the spirit of
some guy asked me on a plane, I heard you don't want to be called general anymore. I said, what are you talking about?
Is that right?
Yeah. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, I heard it on the radio. I said, which show? And they couldn't remember.
Oh, but you knew.
I should have known it was this one. I had no clue what he was talking about.
You said it was disrespectful, and I saw the light. I'm woke because of you.
Good.
I'm woke.
Good. So good. You need help. If it's because of me, I'm glad.
Do you really have to say you need help? That is hurtful, man.
You do need help.
That is very hurtful.
No, Landry, you need help.
Yeah. John.
Come on now.
I just like to see you get your facts straight for once.
John.
For once.
Let me ask you this. I want to put you on the spot. I want to get those creative juices flowing.
You better save it for leg hiking.
No, this isn't leg hiking. I just want some more creative juice with you right now.
Okay.
If Philip Lindsay were a Thanksgiving dish, what would he be?
He would be cranberry because I don't like it.
You don't.
No.
See, that's
I hate
one of,
cranberries.
That's one of the hack Thanksgiving topics that we'll probably get into tomorrow.
Not
I'm
much
not a
I don't
cranberry
like,
either.
But cranberry is one. My parents used to make me eat it. And once I left home, I said, I will never eat it again.
Why do parents do that? I get, like, making someone finish their plate, but why do they make you eat the nastiest stuff? Because I'm sure you had no problem eating, no offense. But, like, why do they make you eat the nastiest thing? Is it like a character builder? What's the point of that?
I wish he'd have met me when I weighed 180 and ran 5
That's
miles
right.
a day.
Up grabbing that rim, man.
He was muscular. Used to make me eat beets and hominy. We were really poor and ate everything out of a can. And hominy, which I don't even know if they still sell. And beets, which got all my food purple. I've never touched those again either.
What's your favorite poor dish? Like that you still like now that you're rich?
Poor dish. What do you mean? I like all vegetables.
I know, but you talk about stuff that you ate because you were poor. Now that you're loaded and you have like all these houses.
I've always eaten green beans and broccoli and cauliflower. A lot of people, young people, don't like that. I did because I love vegetables.
bologna.
But I won't. And I used to eat. My grandfather still eat bologna. Had a meat market, and I would go in there, and he had a big old slab of bologna.
Oh,
I'd take a knife while he was waiting on customers.
Yes, and
I'd cut it up and get some fresh bread.
Yep.
Ooh, put mustard on it.
I still
and goose liver was another one I'd eat.
What liver's good?
Keep it locked. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the game on Sunday. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. A pair of tickets every hour at the top of the hour between 45 and the top for a chance to go to Texans versus Jets on Sunday. Do you you think the Texans going to get another dub this week?
I do. They're going to move further away from that first overall pick, but I also think the Lions are going to beat the Bears on Thanksgiving.
You do?
Yep.
Do you know that every team that plays on Thanksgiving lost this weekend?
Yeah, but the Lions are playing the Bears, and the Bears are awful too. And the Lions have been playing closer.
They've been playing closer.
Yeah, they have been.
Do you feel like because of what you just said that the Texans actually won loss on in Nashville? Like sometimes when you win, you lose. Sometimes when you lose, you win. You feel like that was a loss actually?
No, because I decided because being there – and covering the game and watching them and listening to them through the walls after the game. As I wrote today, there's no substitute for winning. They're still going to get a top five pick, but they got games left that they could win against the Jets and the Jaguars and maybe win four games, which would still keep them, I think, in the top five.
Didn't you think Coley should have given game balls? He said he didn't give game balls, and it was actually answering your question. Like, don't you think Desmond King and Kamu Grugier-Hill deserved a game ball?
I thought David Culley deserved a game ball before anybody, knowing how much that game meant to him.
That was a weird thing to do.
I asked Tyrod Taylor, and he said the leadership council will be talking about this and doing something for Coach Culley.
Oh, good. Good for him.
They gave Culley a ball after the Jacksonville game, but knowing he grew up 2 miles away, played at Vandy, had family and friends there. And it would have been a natural thing to do.
They were 10-point underdogs.
But they didn't give anybody a game ball. Said the team got a game ball.
Did that, like me, did that game remind you of the 0-2 Texans up in Pittsburgh?
Well, that was historic because of the offense being so bad and the defense being so great.
It wasn't that much better. It really wasn't that much better.
That team had 40-something yards.
This
one had 190.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected.
Teams get close to 200 quite a bit. Nobody,
they were outgained
nobody by, gets 46.
They were outgained by 230 yards and still got it done.
Because of five turnovers.
Yeah.
First time in history that's happened. And one, we keep talking about Lovie Smith's defense, but Tremont Smith had that one on special teams. And that was a fun game to cover. I'm so glad I wasn't in the stands. It was raining like crazy.
It looked awful.
I wanted to take Mike Vrabel a cap.
Yeah. I don't know what he was doing. Did you get to hang out with Nashville McClain?
Hang out with who?
Nashville McClain.
Who's that?
Kaharski.
I saw him when I was in studio on Outkick with him. We do a show together every Thursday, and then I saw him at the game.
Do y'all walk in together and like?
Nope, I walk in with Brooks Cabina and Brett Coomer.
How long has Kaharski been doing it over there?
I met Paul in '95. Everybody thought it was going to be the Oilers' last season here, so he and several writers up there moved here.
Mm-hmm.
But then they made them stay another year to stick it to them because of their lease. So they were living here for 2 years. So I've known him since '95.
That absolutely had to.
They got a lot of Marriott points.
So he hadn't been doing it as long as I thought he had, or was he covering the NFL?
He covered
the
Raiders a little bit before that.
Yeah,
and then he was hired by the Tennessee.
Is it cool seeing guys that you've been doing it with that long when you go to a press box?
It is. We took last time the Steelers were here like 3 years ago, 2017. Dale Robertson and I, and Ed Bouchette and Ron Cook, all of whom have been covering our team since Dale, the earliest, since he was at U of H in the, like, 74. We took a picture together that I still have, and I'm very proud of it. And took one in L.A., me and Berman with Chip Namias and somebody else
Chip
was in that picture. Chip was here in 86.
What's up, Chip?
It was at the Dolphins before that. So, yeah, I do sometimes with friends.
Chip was good people. One more here since we're on this topic. Are you now the longest tenured beat writer?
I have been. I think they're Jeff Shudell, who's been covering the Browns for a paper I've never seen called the Lake County Herald. I can't remember him not being on the Browns beat. And for a while, it was a couple guys in New England, so it might be.
Yeah.
John McClain with us, presented by Horn Solutions here on Sports Radio
610.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, big news. Texans release a running back, but it's not the one, according to the text line, that many wanted gone. That plus a blessing in disguise for Nick Caserio, more with John McClain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.